KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 72. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance of thunderstorms 54. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 76. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 73 degrees.
You'll find great savings now this Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway at downtown Mankato. Quilted Northern Bat Tissue, 6 mega rolls, selected varieties for $6.99. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Fort Hays State University has earned the renewal of its five-year United States Distance Learning Association quality standard certification. The announcement of the recertification comes after an extensive 91-point quality review self-inspection and a site visit by a team of USDLA examiners. USDLA's Standards of Practice Recertification Evaluation focused on FHSU Online's administrative, student support infrastructure, leadership management, and teaching and learning practices. FHSU Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Leadership Dennis King welcomed the five-year recertification, saying, quote, USDLA is a rigorous certification that FHSU is committed to because it helps set a high standard for our offerings. We are pleased to be one of the few institutions in the nation that meet their rigorous quality standards, unquote. USDLA team's two-day site visit included meetings with more than 30 FHSU faculty, staff, and students, including executive and student affairs leadership, the university's teaching innovation and learning technologies team, FHSU online staff and students, Forsyth Library staff, academic department chairs, deans, and the university marketing group. FHSU online director Kayla Hickel found the process served as well-deserved recognition for the talented people at FHSU who deliver world-class online learning experiences. Hickel said, quote, the best part of the recertification process was engaging in conversations with the USDLA certification team and various groups across campus. Our work with USDLA was uplifting and clearly demonstrated that FHSU operates according to the best industry practices and our shared commitment to continuous improvement. Again, Fort Hays State University recertified for online learning programs. We have one job opening to pass along. Agmark LLC has a full-time position open in their accounting team in the Beloit office. The successful candidate should have customer relation skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years of office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled, and to apply, please send an application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call them at 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website at heartchoicesbeloit.com. Beloit USC 273 will be hosting a retirement reception honoring Gary Pingle, Daryl Kelly, Kent Winter, Ann Houghton, Jill Ramsey, B. Soffel, Vicki Jackson, Kathy Harris, Lori Bunn, and Kim Ellis on Wednesday, May 15th at the Beloit Elementary School Multipurpose Room from 4 to 5 p.m. The public is invited to attend. Also, the Post-Rock Republican Women of Mitchell and Lincoln County will be meeting Saturday, May 18th at 1 p.m. at the Beloit Pizza Hut. That's the news this hour on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Line, left field, and deep, and gone!
Well, there you go, Nelson Velasquez. Fastball inside, just brings those hands in and absolutely delivers the power shot that the Royals have been waiting for off of his bat.
That home run put the Royals up 3-1. They would go on to win 4-2 over the Mariners on Tuesday night. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports, some regional softball results. The KBCA has released their all-star selections. Drew Dusky stepping down as a Lakeside football coach. Smith Center has named their new basketball and volleyball coaches for girls. Also in the NBA playoffs, Caitlin Clark making her WNBA debut, and the NHL playoffs. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school regional softball on Tuesday and 3A at Hoisington. The Beloit Lady Trojans were still alive. The day started with a semifinal. Southeast of Saline winning 10-3 over Ellsworth. But in the second game, it was Hoisington Central Plains, a 3-2 win over Beloit, as the Lady Trojans see their season come to a close with that loss. In the championship game, it was Southeast over Hoisington Central Plains 2-0. Southeast Saline moving on to the 3A state tournament in Topeka May 23rd and 24th. Also, for the NCAA in baseball, Ellsworth lost in the 3A championship game to Marysville 9-4. That was actually in Concordia. The full brackets for regional and softball and baseball can be found at nckssports.com. Also, the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association has announced their selections for their annual All-Star Games in June. Smith Center's Dakota Kattenberg and Beloit's Bryce Beisner both selected to play from the immediate area, and Smith Center coach Nick Lynn will be given the Don Jones Courage Award. The games will take place Saturday, June 22nd at Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina, and you can find more info at nckssports.com. Lakeside High School football coach Drew Dusky has resigned after 10 seasons leading the Knights program. Dusky's resignation was approved at the USD 272 Board of Education meeting Monday night. He has been a boys basketball coach at Lakeside for the past 7 seasons and serves as the high school athletic director. He will retain both of those positions moving into the 2024-25 school year. Over 10 seasons as a football coach, Dusky compiled the record of 38-53. Early in his tenure, had some young and inexperienced teams, but the Knights found success over the past 5 seasons, posting a winning record in each of those years from 2019 to 2023 and going 27-18 over that stretch. This past season, the Knights went 6-3. Dusky cited family as one of the biggest reasons for making the decision.
I tell you what, I went back and forth for a long time, and it was just, it just came down to trying to be at home just a little bit more. You know, my 3 kids are getting older, and I told, you know, some of those junior boys that are going to be seniors next year as football players, you know, I've spent more time with you than I have my kids. I mean, after the school year. And I laugh about it, but it's almost true. I mean, with football and basketball and everything else, you know, I've spent a lot of time with those boys, and it was tough to give it up, but it was the best decision for my family.
Tune into the Sports Ticket on Wednesday morning. We'll have a full interview with Drew Dusky about his decision to step down as the Lakeside football coach. That'll be on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com around 9:10. Also in area coaching notes, after Nick Lynn announced his retirement as the Smith Center Lady Red volleyball and basketball coach for the past 35 seasons, that left vacancies in those positions. On Monday night at the USD 237 Board of Education's monthly meeting, those positions were filled. Longtime assistant coach Denise Kattenberg will be the next head coach of the Lady Red volleyball program, and Brandon Raby will take over the Lady Red basketball program. Kattenberg has been coaching with Lynn off and on since the fall of 2004 on the volleyball and basketball staffs, and she's very excited to continue and be the head coach of the volleyball program.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I actually have different levels. Like, I get really excited and then I kind of panic a little bit of scared, like, how in the world am I going to do this without Nick? You know, and then I realize that, like, I can do this and he will, I don't think he'll be far away if I ever have a question or need help, but I'm just really excited to start, keep going in a program that is so near and dear to my heart.
We'll also have a full interview with Kattenberg coming up on the Sports Ticket this morning on KD Country 94. Brandon Raby will also be the high school head coach for the first time for the Smith Center girls basketball team, taking that over. He's been the junior high coach for the past several seasons, and we do plan on chatting with Raby about the new gig later this week. Well, sort of the beginning of this sportscast, the Royals got back on track Tuesday night with a 4-2 win over the Mariners in Seattle, trailing 1-0 in the top of the seventh. Nelson Velasquez put Casey up with one swing of the bat, blasting a 3-run homer to give them a 3-1 lead. They go on to win again by 2 runs. Michael Wonka pitched 6 innings, giving up just 1 run on 3 hits, moving to 3-4 with the win. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on Wonka.
His stuff was good today. You know, he threw the slider was better, you know, and he's been working on that. His velo was up early. He got the ball up above the zone when he needed to. He got the ball down, and his changeup was good like usual.
Royals are now 26-18. The Mariners are 23-22. Teams will finish their 3-game series this afternoon at 3-10 in Seattle. Alex Marsh, 3-0 with a 2.53 ERA, will be the starting pitcher for the Royals.
One win away for Denver, and Titans, they defend their championship. They beat the Timberwolves at home in Game 5, 112-97.
The Nuggets got a 40-point, 13-assist double-double from Nikola Jokic in the 112-97 Game 5 win over the T-Wolves, taking a 3-2 series lead in the West semis. In the East semis, the Knicks left no doubt in a 121-91 drubbing of the Pacers in Game 5. Jalen Brunson exploded for another 40-point game, putting up 44 and helping lead New York to a 3-2 lead in the series. Tonight in the NBA playoffs in the East, the Celtics look to wrap up their series. They're up 3-1 on the Cavaliers, Game 5 at 6 o'clock on TNT. And in the West semis, the Thunder and Mavericks tied at 2 apiece with Game 5 at 8:30 in OKC.
And now Clark comes with a steal. Clark thought about pulling up from three. Will dip inside and lay it in. There are the first points in the WNBA career of Caitlin Clark.
It took a bit of time for Caitlin Clark to get her first WNBA points, going a quarter and a half without scoring, but she did get the offense going and a team-high 20 points. She also had 10 turnovers, though, in her WNBA debut, and her Indiana Fever fell to the Connecticut Sun 92-71 in the season opener. In the other national broadcast, the two-time defending champion Las Vegas Aces opened the season with an 89-80 win over the Phoenix Mercury. Full results are at WNBA.com.
Here's Bryce Edel handing it off to Keane, blocked by Lindholm. Keane colliding with Horovitz, getting it to Bryce Edel, back to Bouchard.
That goal with 38 seconds left put the Oilers up 3-2. They went on to win by that final over the Canucks to tie the Western Conference semis at 2 games each. In the East on Tuesday, the Bruins won 2-1 over the Panthers in Florida in Game 5 to move back within 3-2. Only one game on the schedule in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. The Stars host the Avalanche in the West semis. Dallas is up 3-1. Game 5 at 7 o'clock on ESPN. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zanker's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.